Today we'd like to see the title of Might Bring Them Back to Your Law in Nehemiah chapter 9 verses 1 to 38. To the souls on the online world through MP3 or a YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 3, and they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for 1/4 of the day, and for another 1/4 they confessed and worshipped the Lord their God. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? In verse 20, you also gave your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? Last question in verse 29, and testified against them, that you might bring them back to your law, yet they acted proudly and did not heed your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they shrugged their shoulders, stiffened their necks, and would not hear. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 17-18, so the whole assembly of those who had returned from the captivity made a booth and sat on the booths. For since the day of Joshua, the son of Nun, until the day the children of Israel had not done so. And there was a very great gladness, and day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read from the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. On the eighth day, there was a sacred assembly according to prescribed manner. Every house made each booth at an available place in the first time after Joshua had conquered the Canaan land. Ezra read the Pentateuch daily for the feast 7 days, and then on the eighth day of the Sabbath day, they all together worshipped by keeping it holy. We shall live not only by daily bread, but also by daily spiritual food. To help understanding this chapter, we can divide as follows. 1 to 3, ready heart to worship God. 4 to 3, 8, Levites as the representative of people were worshiping God with the Israelites. 5 to 6, glory to our Lord. 7 to 8, Abrahamic covenant. 9 to 11, Exodus from Egypt. 12 to 21, wilderness life. 20 to 25, possession of Canaan. 26 to 31, disobedient Israel. 30 to 37, confession of a sin. 38, making a sure covenant in the next chapter 10. Verses 1 to 3, ready heart to worship God. 1 to 3. Now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, in sackcloth and with dust on their heads. Then those of the Israelite lineage separated themselves from all foreigners, and they stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for 1/4 of the day, And for another first, they confessed and they worshiped the Lord their God. Fasting is a separate type of affliction, denial of the flesh, being humble before the Lord and focus on the Lord. Wearing sackcloth and putting dust on the head were a public sign of mourning, sorrow, or repentance. Verse 2, confession or admitting their sins to one another precede worshiping God, because our sin separates us from God. The cross reference right there. Verse 3, question 1. They divided the day in four parts, only two parts using for this worship. From 6 a.m. to noon, from noon to 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to midnight, from midnight to 6 a.m. So the fourth part would have been from 6 a.m. To noon, when they read the book of the Lord, they were listening to the word. Then they were spending the next 6 hours in confessing and worshiping the Lord. Here, the reading of the Lord and giving of the understanding resulted in confession. Clean because of the word spoken to you. A young man cleansed by taking care according to your word, and the word of God is living and powerful. That is applicable to life and powerful or workable. That's why we just go through the word of God. That is the word of God itself, you know, powerful and living. So in that way, 4-8, Levites as a representatives of the people worshiping God with Israelites, then Jeshua, Benaiah, Kadmiel, Shebani, Bunai, and Sherebiah, Banai, and Kenai stood on the stairs of the Levites and cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God. And the Levites, Jeshua, Kadami, Banai, Hashabunai, Sherebiah, Hodajah, Sherebiah, and Petan said, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever, forever. Then it's up to the rich store together. Right here, 4-5. One Levite addressed to whom? The Lord their God. And then the other Levites said they worshiped the Lord, praised the Lord with soul, and blessed the Lord with spirit. It is like saints, angels, elders, and all creatures worshiping the Lord in revelations like that. 5-6. Five to six says, you alone are the Lord. You have made heaven to heaven, heavens with all their host, the earth and everything on it, the seas, all that is in them. And you preserve them, all the host of heaven worship you. Glory to our Lord. Verse 6, God is not only creator, but he is the preserver of that creation. You preserve them all. So all creatures, even the host of angels of heaven, worship him. 7-8, you are the Lord God who chose Abraham, who brought him out of Ur of Chaldean and gave them the name Abraham. First said, you found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and Perizzites, and Jebusites, and Girgashites, to give it to his descendants. You have performed your words, for you are righteous. 7-8, Abrahamic covenant. God's past works remind us of God's nature, convicting us to him. Verse 7, Terah, his father, took Abram, a father of a multitude, to the land of Kenya from Ur of the Chaldean. That is Iraq and Babylon area. God gave his name Abraham, a father of many nations, not just a father of many people, rather than many nations now. All cross-reference right there. Verse 8, God loves a faithful person because he is faithful to his words. He has performed his words. Abraham also was faithful. The everlasting covenant was made between God and Abraham, thy seed, ultimately Jesus through David. Then see 9 to 11. You saw the 9 to 11 Exodus from Egypt. You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea. You showed the signs and wonders against the Pharaoh, against all his servants, and against all the people of his land. For you knew that they acted proudly against them. So you made a name for yourself as it is this day. 11. And you divide the sea before them so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and their persecutors you threw into the deep as a stone into the mighty waters. Verse 9, God saw the affliction of our fathers and heard their cry, showing his compassion or love. Verse 10, you drew out of a nation out of Egypt against the Pharaoh with signs and wonders, such as the last tenth son, strike down every firstborn son and firstborn animal. It shows his almighty or nothing impossible. Verse 11, God divided the Red Sea through Moses, that they went through the midst of the sea, but pursuing Egyptian and all chariots through into the deep water. It shows God's righteousness against unbelievers or heathens, as well as God's almighty or nothing impossible. Wilderness life. Moreover, you led them by day with a cloud pillar and by night with a pillar of fire to give them light on the road which they should travel. 12. The Lord led the way for them by day with a pillar of a cloud and by night with a pillar of a fire. He shows his leading his people, even today the adopted sons or daughters by faith, or the children of God are led by the Spirit of God. The cross reference right here. 13. You came down also on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven and gave them just ordinances and true laws, God's statutes and commandments. God gave the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai to them through Moses. The first and the fourth were about the love for God, while 5 to 10 were for love for each other. So cross-reference right there. Then is 14. You made known to them your holy Sabbath and commanded them precepts, statutes, and law by hands of Moses, your servant. The keeping of the Sabbath on Saturday was a perpetual covenant between God and Israel under Mosaic law. But now, Christians was under a new covenant in blood of Jesus, the master of the Sabbath. Under grace, not under Mosaic law. So the Sabbath on Saturday is not mandatory longer, so it wasn't necessary a day of a gathering to worship on Saturday. Nevertheless, God intended the Sabbath to be kept One day of a complete election and rest per week, a complete day off for man, not for Sabbath. Any one day of 7 days can be the Sabbath. So the cross reference right here. 15, you gave them bread from heaven for their hunger and brought them water out of the rock for their thirst. And told them to go in to possess the land which you had sown to give them. God provided manna and quail from heaven and water out of rock of a wilderness. People Canaan land is a shadow which is fulfilled with the substance of Jesus Christ, who follows the Christian, lives a daily life on earth with spiritual food and drink, his word and spirit, via trials before entering the kingdom of God. So that is like that. 16, but they and our fathers acted proudly, hardened their necks, and did not heed your commandments. God is good. God is faithful. He gave them the good commandments and fed them, and yet they rebelled against God. Seventeen, they refused to obey, and they were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but they hardened their necks, and in their rebellion they appointed a leader to return to their bondage. But you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them. They went so far in rebellion, rebelling against God. That was the time when they came to Kadesh, and the spies came back with the report. It's better for us to return to Egypt. There was a rebellion against Moses and against God. So our fathers failed, but you, God, is ready to pardon, gracious, merciful, and slow to anger. All of this was demonstrated by the fact that God did not forsake them. His patience or long-suffering is amazing, applying to us through the Spirit of God to forgive those who fail us, even 70 times 7, if necessary. So all cross right there. Uh, 18 up to 19. Even when they made a molded calf for themselves and said, "This is your God that brought you up out of Egypt and worked great provocations," yet in your manifold mercies you did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud did not depart from them by day, lead them on the cloud, nor the pillar of fire by night, to show them light and the way they should go. God is faithful, merciful, gracious, but they were unfaithful and rebelled against God. Nevertheless, God did not forsake them, leaving them with the pillar of a cloud by day and with the pillar of a fire by night. His mercy endures forever. Verse 20, you also gave your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. The Holy Spirit to instruct you is a part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave the great commission to disciple, teach all nations them to observe all things, because the Spirit is teaching us all things. Without the spiritual instruction, nobody could understand God's meaning truly. That all, you know, cross-reference right there. 21. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out. Their feet did not swell. God preserved them with provision in the wilderness during 40 years. God is gracious. 22 up to 25. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations and divided them into districts. So they took a possession of the land of Sihon, the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. You also multiplied their children as the stars of heaven, and brought them into the land which you had told their fathers to go in and possess. So the people went in and possessed the land. You subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hand with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they wished. And they took strong cities and rich land, and possessed houses full of goods, cisterns of ready dug, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled and grew fat, and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Possession of Canaan. God gave the promised land to them, dividing 12 parts for 12 tribes. Their children were multiplied. They possessed the land, strong cities, houses, cisterns, vineyards, olive groves, and abundant fruit trees. They ate and were filled and grew fat and delighted themselves in God's great good provisions. They felt self-sufficient from the provisions and forgot God rather than thankful to God, the provider, and close to him. 26 here, disobedient Israel. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you, cast your law behind their backs, and killed your prophets who testified against them to turn them to yourself. They worked great provocations. Therefore, you delivered them into the hand of the enemies who oppressed them. And in the time of their trouble, and they cried to you, you heard from heaven, and according to your abundant mercies, you gave them deliverers and saved them from the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they again did evil before you. Therefore, you left them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had dominion over them. Yet, when they returned and cried out to you, you heard from heaven, and many times you delivered them according to your mercies. So, they were disobedient and rebelled against him. God kept his word. The people failed miserably, and they killed your prophets, provoking God. God allowed the enemies as the instrument, his judgment to them. Yet upon hearing their crying from heaven, God delivered them from their enemies according to his abundant mercies. God was merciful, forgiving, and graceful. But after rest, they did evil again. They repeated, and many times God delivered them according to his mercies. 29. And testified against them that you might bring them back to your law, yet they acted proudly and did not heed your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they shrugged their shoulders, stiffened their necks, and would not hear. God brought his law to them as he wants them to obey the law, but they failed to keep it. The law of God is perfect, converting the soul and making wise. The law is God's word. God is good, and so the Lord is good. Human simple passion in the flesh could not fulfill the righteous requirement of the law, being under the curse of the sin from its violation. Today, we can fulfill the righteous requirement of the Lord according to the Spirit. The cross-reference right here, 30:31. Yet for many years you had patience with them and testified against them by your Spirit in your prophets. Yet they would not listen. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the land. Nevertheless, in your great mercy you did not utterly consume them nor forsake them, for you are God, gracious, merciful. God is so patient. They did not listen to the prophets, and God allowed them to their enemies. They failed over and over and over again, but God did not utterly consume them nor forsake them, because God is gracious and merciful. So God's nature again. Yeah. 32:35, confession of sin. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and awesome God, who keeps covenant and mercy, do not let our trouble seem small before you. That has come upon us, our kings and our princes, our priests and our prophets, our fathers and all your people, from the days of the kings of Assyria until this day. However, you are just in all that has befallen us, for you have dealt faithfully, and we have done wickedly. Neither our king nor our princes, our priests nor our fathers here kept your law, nor heeded your commandments and your testimonies, which you testified against them. For they have not served you in their kingdom, or in the many good things that you gave them, or in the large and rich land which you set before them, nor did they turn from their wicked works. Great, 32:35, great, mighty, and awesome God keeps covenants and mercy. We confess even small sin. Because of our great sin, God punished us justly, as the kings of Assyria triumphed over us, northern kingdom of Israel, until now. Even if God showed goodness by giving a large and fertile land, they refused to turn from their wickedness. 36:35, here we are servant today, and the land that you gave to our fathers to eat its fruit and its bounty, here we are servants in it, and it yields much increase to the kings you have set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our bodies and our cattle at their price, and we are in great distress. 36:37, God, we are now in the subjection to the king of Persia. We are servants, we are paying tribute, and though we are living in this land, we are still his servants. The abundant fruit now goes to these kings of Persia because of our sins. 38, and because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it. Our leaders, our Levites, and our priests seal it. Making a sure covenant in the next chapter 10. God, because of all of this, we want to make a covenant with you. We are going to serve you. We are going to be your people. So we covered all three questions right here. So you may keep on prayer here. EU mission, European Union mission. So very advanced technology, you know, AI technology, just tool. We are using them to short time, relatively short time, five European country covering. deliver the words of God in gospel and in all scripture. That's the bottom line. Calvary and Anaheim Hills Mission, we connected several ways, so please pray for them. Certain persons, particularly certain persons are there, but another successors are still working, you know, together, you know, there's keep on prayer. Delivery of the words of God, you know, that is basically, so I am delivery man, delivery guy, you know, over the words of God. So in, you know, in gospel or in all scriptures. So right here, continue to keep on, you know, that is Asian ministry, basically headquarters in the Philippines, right there. So pray for feeding people. So many area, but the particular this area is South Sudan. So pray abandoned children in Ukraine, wish for his increase right there. So keep on prayer for the rescue from Afghanistan. Afghanistan Christians, underground Christians, very severe persecuted. You may check, you know, over there is YouTube, you know, each country, you know, how many Christians are there. So basically, personal basis, you know, although certain percentage, 5% or 80% of population, so little doesn't matter. So each personal person, even Afghanistan, they are, you know, the many Christians are there. Rather than our, you know, think or our expectation. Pray for feeding the Lord's lambs in Ukraine, in South Sudan, picture the left hand side, the German style, you know, the house, you know, keep on prayer. So also many questions about, you know, how many members or how many offering in this church. This church is not human, not churches at all. All Jesus is all in all, you know, the Lord of church, which means Lord leads. So let this church go, let God. God is continually working through his church, Calvary Chapel, and I'm here in Book of Acts, chapter 29. That is our vision, our idea. So we are, is the Lord seeking is enough for these churches. So we don't need fund seeking, fundraising is not necessary. So over there, so we using offering box, and the website is donation button. That is a tool to express each the share. The showing love for God, the heart to love God. So that's all. So CGN International Conference, so we cover there, but this church five co-minister joining, so please keep on praying for them. So we covered all three questions. Let's sing all together, Maranatha, the music songs on brochure.